long time.
Did you ever hear syrup and molasses called short sweetening and long sweetening?
No. There is a substance that is halfway or part of the way between the original rendering after heating the cane juice to the finished syrup or molasses. It's called queet, Q-U-E-T-E. Not much known in this state, but it is in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And it's delicious. It's very thick and has gobs of half-formed sugar in it. You get some of that on a hot biscuit, good. I haven't seen that in years. Q-U-E-T-E, queet.
It's between the molasses and the...
It's between the time when the juice from the cane is started in the cooking process and the final rendering into syrup or molasses is completed.
Mm-hmm. Say if you were setting the table for people to eat with, you'd give everyone a, next to the person's plate, you'd give them a...
I was yawning, I missed some of that.
Well, the utensils that people eat with.
Pretty much the same as now, except that some of the old cooking implements, such as forks and spoons, were pretty clumsy compared to modern ones.
Mm-hmm.
And the tableware owned by the better class of people were made of what was called then coin silver, practically the same as sterling silver today. Of course, it was plated ware too.
Mm-hmm.
But the better families had what was called coin silver.
Mm-hmm. You'd say you'd have a spoon and a fork and a...
Spoons, forks, knives, tablespoons, teaspoons,
mm-hmm.
about the same as we have now, but not as exquisitely made.
Uh-huh. To cut your food with, you'd use a...
Well, there were knives.
Mm-hmm.
They were not as thin and sharp as modern knives, and they didn't have as high-grade metal in them.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that? The big kind that you could use for cutting meat, you'd call that a... Do you remember a really big...
They called them, I think, choppers, or...
Did you ever hear
butcher... cleavers, that was a more modern term, I think. Yes, that was a more modern. Now, I don't remember what they called the big ones the butchers used. I don't think they called them cleavers in the old days. If they did, I don't remember it.
What about just the long one that had? Did you ever hear that called a butcher?
That was called a butcher's knife. It might be 2 feet long.
Mm-hmm. And say if the dishes were dirty, you'd say I have to
wash the dishes.
And you say after she washes the dishes, then she wet them in clear water.
If they did it properly, yes, they gave a final rinsing in clear water.
Uh-huh.
Get all the dirt and fragments.